A brush fire broke out in a vacant lot near Northeast 4th Street and Addison Road around 3 p.m. Thursday. The damage was confined to a pine tree, brush, bark, mulch, and the remains of what was described as a camping area. The fire was contained after burning about a tenth of an acre. The cause of that fire has not been determined yet, but is still under investigation. Bend Fire wants to remind everyone that during the early spring months, brush and grass vegetation is dead and drying out quickly. These factors, coupled with warmer temperatures and gusty winds, allow a fire to be carried through these fuels very quickly. And workers are making good progress on salvaging a shipwreck in the Columbia River. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports from east of the I-205 bridge.
The work has been intense from sunrise to sundown with only Sundays off. Project manager Troy Nylander.
Divers are basically working in what we call black water. They have zero visibility. Everything they do is by touch and feel.
But the stern section, the Davy Crockett's now afloat.
This is a significant milestone for this project.
Coast Guard Captain Daniel LeBlanc says the work can now be done on dry land. They hope to be finished by late June or July. Costs have reached $13 million. Jeff Kirsch, Camas.
The man who has run the Mount Bachelor Sports Education Foundation for the last 8 years has resigned. Chuck Kenlin submitted his letter of resignation effective today. The foundation runs the Pole Pedal Paddle and the Cascade Cycling Classic. Pole Pedal Paddle is in a couple of weeks. Kenlin says most of the work on his end is already done, and this is a logical time for him to step down.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy Central Oregon. I'm going to do some fishing, going to race my bike a little bit. Probably I might show up and volunteer for the kids' mini pole pedal paddle the day after. That's my favorite event, and I love helping out with that. So part of the next few months for me is going to help MBSEF with the transition to a new director.
Kenlin also says he may pursue other career opportunities. Another cougar sighting in Bend. This time it was last night on Baker Road near the Deschutes River Woods area. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
But we do see in the spring that it's most common for us to get reports of cougars in town. Seems like spring seems to be the most common time.
Bend Police Sergeant Dan Ritchie says so far in recent cougar sightings, the cats have not displayed aggressive behavior. In this most recent case, the sheriff's office says a homeowner spotted the cougar, and when deputies arrived, they also saw another big cat. And earlier, there were three other cougar sightings in Bend.
I can't overemphasize how important it is just to be cautious. These are wild animals. They're unpredictable. We don't want anybody to feel as though they can approach these animals. You know, we don't want anything serious to happen.
Warning signs have been posted along the Deschutes River in South Bend. Parks officials say the other sightings were in the South River Canyon area and the River Rim subdivision. If you come across a cougar, you need to stop, make noise, act tall and large, and slowly back away. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And as we mentioned before, the other cougar was sighted in the Deschutes River Woods around noon, and that was Thursday afternoon. Two of the cats were seen by local residents near Manzanita Lane. A brand new exhibit is making its debut today during the May Art Hop. The news release from Justin Finestone with the city says City Walls at City Hall is a series of art pieces that are inspired by Bend's past. Working in partnership with the Deschutes Historical Museum and Bend 2030, each artist has created a work of art inspired from a historical photograph. During the Art Hop, you'll have a chance to see the work and meet the artist. Bitterbrush Band will perform at City Hall, and there will be refreshments as well. City Walls at City Hall is a juried art show. They hope they'll inspire more community art. The event begins at 5 o'clock tonight. And Olympic boxing hopefuls from the Northwest square off tonight and tomorrow in the Pacific Northwest Regional Championships. Our resident sports nut Dave Jarvis reports.
Head coach Richard Miller says participants have come from all over the Northwest for 2 days of bouts.
Washington is divided in half, so there's two organizations there that'll be here, two state champs, Oregon and Idaho. The state champions in each weight division, both men's and women's, come here to box it off. The winners advance to Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs is the site of the U.S. Boxing Championships, the next step along the road to qualifying for the U.S. Olympic boxing team. Three local boxers will take part, Jenna Duea, David Robles, and Jeremy Cham. There will be 15 to 20 bouts each night at Bend's Midtown Ballroom. Doors open at 6 on Friday and at 3 on Saturday. Dave Jarvis, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's our news for this Friday, May 6th. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND.